gift items and still have the finest and freshest candies and pecans you will find anywhere. Since all this has been going on, we've been sitting back waiting, but now that we're open, we're ready to see our customers again. And I want to thank all of our customers, because during this time, people have been calling, ordering, doing curbside, shipping gifts. I mean, we've shipped gifts for people that I've never met before, some old friends out of state. You know, everybody's worked together to make it through this, and we're going to work harder in 2020 to make sure that our customers know how much we appreciate them, because every day you're what makes Tucker Pecan what it is today.
Tell them where you are located.
We are located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery, or you can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
So are you the type of guy that wants to look put together but doesn't want to spend hours shopping? I hear you. This is why there's Stitch Fix, your personal styling service that delivers hand-picked clothes right to you. Stitch Fix is simple and convenient. Sign up in just a few minutes. Try new styles in the comfort of your own home, and there's no subscription required ever. So, isn't it time to refresh your look? Get started today at StitchFix.com. Stitch Fix, personal styling for everybody.
This is what average face masks feel like. This is what Duluth Buck Naked Face Masks feel like. Duluth Trading Company Buck Naked Face Masks feels like there's no pandemic at all. No corona, no smelling your own breath. It's actually just buck naked underwear that you put on your face. So make sure to wash it. Buck Naked Face Masks. Get a pair.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 7.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump at a Ford plant in Michigan had been asked to wear a mask per state order. He did not in front of the cameras.
I had one on before. I wore one in this back area. The pleasure of seeing it.
The president did wear a mask during a private tour, then took it off for the rest of the visit. That plant's currently making personal protective equipment. The University of California system is dropping the SAT and ACT standardized tests as an admissions requirement by 2024.
The decision could be influential as all the colleges nationwide consider similar choices. The entrance exams have been criticized for years as being biased against minority and economically disadvantaged students. With California high school campuses closed because of the coronavirus pandemic, UC had already made the tests optional for students who want to attend the fall 2021 sessions.
Fox's Tom Rigotti. America's listening to Fox News.
Take it back to 2:22 a.m. when the alarm goes off, and this is me trying to pry myself off my Mr. Sandman mattress, and he joins us.
Mr. Sandman.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, it is.
It was today. It's always nice to settle and sink in for a minute, but this morning, man, I could have very easily slept another couple of hours. It was so comfortable. Geez.
I could do that quite a few mornings.
Yeah.
Especially when I have 7 o'clock phone calls.
Eastern time.
That's okay.
One person to blame for that.
Scott.
Well, that's not me. I don't schedule this stuff. I don't make it happen. I just get at the list and I send him a text the night before.
I'll give you a name, Slipper, a few bucks, and I'm sure you can.
No, but that's okay because you have people listening now that come shop with us. Like I told a customer yesterday, I get more customers from this show than all the other radio stations I advertise on combined.
Oh, you're just saying that because
you only advertise on our radio station. I'm just kidding.
That's a wonderful compliment, and we're very grateful to our listeners who choose to patronize the businesses that support us. Thank you.
And the funny thing, they'll come in and say, "Hi, David," like they know me.
Right?
Yeah.
But it takes me a second to realize, no, I don't know them. You know, but I love all of our customers. They're great, and y'all generate quite a few of them for me.
Well, good.
And I just realized Memorial Day is Monday, so I better have a Memorial Day sale.
That's a great idea. This is original.
Charge into it.
But we've been having a great sale anyway, but it's just going to continue. We've got a lot of product to sell. We've got mattresses, headboards, beds, and we're getting ready to start moving stuff into the center location of the building as soon as we get the cleanup crew in there to get it cleaned up after the construction work was done. So we're going to be expanding. We've got some bedroom furniture coming, some bunk beds and things like that coming. So we're going to be offering more product in about a week and a half or 2 weeks. But right now we got lots of mattresses to get rid of, Goodwin, Serta's, Beauty Rest, Jameson's, Sutherland, other great companies. Number of floor samples still left I need to clear out before I put the new ones out. So come see us on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen, open 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday.
Every single room in our house has a Mr. Sandman mattress and furniture.
Hey, David, think about a 4th of July sale, too, for down the road.
I'm no marketing consultant, but
start thinking about it.
When would I do that?
How about a nice new mattress for Dad and Father's Day? What's wrong with that?
Father's Day sale? It's good.
We'll help you.
These are some good. All right. Make it a list.
Yeah, we'll.
For me?
We'll check it twice. Thanks. Okay.
We will.
All right.
Flag Day is in there somewhere, too. D-Day, June 6th. Invade Mr. Sandman and get yourself a... Should I dump that?
Too late now.
I'm just thinking of important dates in June. And now...
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding is what you're looking for.
We're going to be invaded by summer heat this weekend. Hotter day today with a high temperature up near 90. A little more humid as well. I think the dew points will be in the low 70s this afternoon. I'm chuckling, but that is not. There's nothing funny about that. That's July kind of humidity. Scattered pop-up random storms will be around again, like we had yesterday evening. Boy, some great lightning displays in some of those storms. Tonight's low 69 as the storms fade out in the overnight hours. Tomorrow's high in the lower 90s. Sunday's high in the low to mid-90s. On Memorial Day, I think we'll be around 90, 91. And each day, there'll be random pop-up stray storms each day. So the chances of a storm each day are 100% that they'll be on radar. Chances at your house are very small. So you just play the odds. And you could get an inch of rain at your house and two neighborhoods away, not one drop. That's the way that works. And then not much change as we get into Tuesday and Wednesday. Beach forecast, highs in the low to mid-80s. Widely scattered storms each day. Better chance Monday. Water temperature now, a little cool, 76. Right now this morning, cloudy skies, 700-foot overcast. It's 72 degrees here at 7-11.
Do you know what this weekend is?
3-day weekend.
Memorial Day weekend.
Memorial Day weekend.
Memorial Day weekend.
Memorial Day weekend.
Memorial Day. A day when our war heroes are honored by even the most liberal of media.
Monday's Memorial Day.
Americans honor those who have given their lives in service to our nation.
Memorial Day.
Land of the free because of the brave.
Let's start the show.
And again, stunning survey. How could this be that less than half the people in America know why we have this long holiday weekend? I think part of it, when Congress, I understand what they were trying to do when in the 70s they took the 4th of July. Some of you may not remember or don't know this, but they actually made all of the major holidays on Mondays, including the 4th of July.
Which should be on the 4th of July.
They just said it's Independence Day, and it'll be celebrated on the first Monday of July. Mm-hmm. And that didn't last too long. There are a couple of others, too. Veterans Day is back on the 11th and not the the first month or second Monday of November. But, and we don't... some of our freedoms have been somewhat limited. I just saw a tweet. Our mayor was on Rachel Maddow last night.
Our mayor was just on the top story on CBS News just moments ago.
So what's the point? Instead of wasting time being on Rachel Maddow and drawing all kinds of attention to yourself, I'll bet if you called President Trump and said, we need help, he'd have it on the way.
He was on CNN all day, and I think he loves this attention.
I do, too. I'm not impressed. Not impressed at all. In fact, I'm greatly disappointed, but I'm just a simple hawk show toast. Nobody cares what I think, so... It is 7:12. We have your local news and random facts coming up. That'll be followed, as always, by a $10 food outlet pop quiz question around 7:50. Danny Patterson's going to call and let us know what they got going on this weekend.
We also got Mike Murphy coming in today from the Biscuits.
Boy, it'll be great to see him. Yep. I wonder what the latest word is on a season, if any.
Well, they've got some little promotions going on as well, and that's great. And they're a very vibrant organization.
Yes.
And we hope they continue to be in this town for a long time.
Oh, absolutely. 7:12 right now, your local news.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jalea Brooks. New amended health orders will allow more Alabama businesses to reopen over the Memorial Day weekend. Governor Kay Ivey made the announcement Thursday despite growing COVID-19 case numbers. Entertainment venues like theaters, casinos, bowling alleys, and arcades can now reopen. Youth sports practices can resume, and daycares and summer camps can open. The Alabama Department of Public Health is now reporting at least 529 deaths related to coronavirus. 13,000 people have tested positive for the virus across the state, and more than 1,500 people have been hospitalized due to COVID-19 since March 13th. Montgomery County Probate Judge J.C. Love is requesting nearly $87,000 more to make voting in the upcoming primary runoff safer for voters and election workers amid coronavirus concerns. And those are some of your local headlines. For more on these stories and others, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Jalea Brooks.
And now the unsung hero of the day. Here's to you, Mr. Grillmaster of Wieners. This Memorial Day weekend, it's your time to shine and light things and slow cook them, all while holding a beer in one hand and a pair of tongs in the other. Nobody can handle 20 pounds of wieners and pork ribs like you. You're the daddy-o of the patio. So put on your King of the Grill apron and get rip-roaring drunk. All while grilling meats and playing with fire. So grill on, Mr. Master of Wieners. Grill on. You're our unsung hero of the day.
We know Jeff Coleman is the mover and shaker. As the proud father of three Alabama girls, as the loving husband of Tiffany, we know him from his signs all over the 2nd District of Alabama, and we know he's running to be our congressman. What kind of congressman will he be? That's easy. Jeff Coleman's a can-do kind of guy. Support President Trump across the board? Coleman can do. Fight to help our president build that wall. Strengthen the 2nd Amendment. Lower taxes? Coleman can do. Push the socialists and liberals back hard? Coleman can do. Let them whine. Jeff Coleman's a conservative businessman. Like President Trump, he moves and shakes till our conservative ways win out. Keep Alabama and America great? Coleman can do.
I'm Jeff Coleman, candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
In the midst of hardship and financial insurity, Guardian is still here to serve you, ready to help you meet your financial needs through loans, consolidated saving, digital banking options, and more. Guardian, still here to serve you. Call us at 334-244-9999 or visit myguardiancu.com. Federally insured by NCUA.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now a star is born. On May 22nd, 1970, the world welcomed little baby Naomi Campbell. The future supermodel came to the world at about 7 pounds.
And if you want a great career, you'll have to stay this weight.
Naomi Campbell, a star is born.
And now,
Naomi is a great guy, but he's also the host of
Random Facts.
That was good.
See, was the birthday thing with Naomi. Not only is he Naomi, yeah.
Yeah, but I still screwed it up. I should have said Naomi is a Jace, kind of great guy. He's also the MC.
And our boss.
It was fine. You're being too harsh on yourself, as is the case. Being too critical of yourself.
It's the only way I'll ever improve.
It's perfectly fine. There's absolutely no problem with it. Did
I'll try and come up with something even worse for the next one.
Good. Did you know a musician by the name of Elizabeth Cotton was a self-taught left-handed guitarist? She played a guitar strung for a right-handed player. She played it upside down because she was left-handed. Her signature style became known as cotton picking because of her last name.
I didn't know that.
And she is known today as a pioneer in the folk genre.
Huh.
She was born in 1893.
Still alive?
Died in 1987.
1987.
Yep. Trying to see if there was anything that... that she would have played on or that it was something that... else that was that she made famous as far as
Boys of Summer?
Yeah, right. The early 1920 version. It's the Boys of Summer. Did you know cryptophagia is a phenomenon where twins make up a language which they only speak with each other? Twin languages often consist of onomatopoeia. And new words that twins create by simplifying the words used by adults around them. Up to 50% of young twins may develop their own twin language, their own cryptophagia.
I thought it was a movie from Disney, wasn't it?
That's Fantasia.
Fantasia.
I just like things that have Asia on the end of them.
What's wrong with the... Never mind.
Crystal Blue Persuasion.
Asia.
Did you know that Kareem Abdul-Jabbar did not want to appear in the film Airplane?
Oh?
He only agreed to do it because it would pay him enough money to afford a rug he wanted to buy.
You're kidding.
For 35 grand.
You're kidding.
That's the only reason he appeared in Airplane.
Yeah, you know, he wasn't particularly funny. It was his status that they used
right,
in a funny way.
Right, right.
First comment says...
My dad says you're not very good.
First comment says he wasn't in that movie, though. There was a guy who looked like him named Roger Murdoch, the co-pilot.
Yeah, I'm Roger Murdoch.
You tried dragging Walton and Lanier up and down the court for 48
minutes. We have clearance, Clarence. Roger, Roger. What's our vector, Victor?
You see him looking off camera when he's saying that. He's reading the card.
Did you know bears do not snarl or growl like they do in movies and TV and commercials, things like that? I don't know about that since that's from a dinosaur. I know you don't have a bear growl, but...
No bear.
They are depicted snarling with their lips back, their mouth wide. But bears that are doing this, they're not making a sound while it's going on. They're simply opening their mouths as a trained behavior. The sounds are added in later and are actually other animals, such as wolves or lions.
Yeah. Remember the Andy Griffith where the bear chases the mayor, you know, attacks the mayor?
Oh, yeah.
The bear's trying to, you know.
Oh, yeah.
It ends up in the back of the squad car.
Uh-huh.
That bear was showing his teeth.
But probably wasn't making a sound while he was doing
they
it.
They probably dubbed that in.
Yeah.
And since tomorrow is all day, no, today I think is all day Andy Griffith on MeTV, maybe I'll sit and drool over myself watching to see if I can catch that episode.
Did you know the most expensive domain name ever sold was for $345 million? That name was business.com.
Oh, yeah, I'll tell you another big deal one, weather.
Yeah, .com. I imagine
was highly sought.
I can imagine. If you got in on it early, man, woo. Did you know that yawning and stretching at the same time is called pendiculation?
Hey, you watch your language.
Can I pendiculate here in the studio?
Hey.
You could work
no,
because
I have... Oh, let's see. Hang on. All right.
It's apparently very important in waking up our nervous system.
I'm blind.
Everything makes me yawn.
Oh, pendiculation. Did you know?
You should try something called sleep.
No.
I recently looked into this, and it's very effective.
Gosh. Can be.
Tell me more.
There was a man by the name of Hubert Blaine, except that's not his full name. He held the world record for the longest personal name ever used. His full name is made up of 26 names, followed by a surname with 988 letters. There's debate over the correct spelling of that surname.
Boy, good thing he was never a Major League Baseball player. Imagine that shirt.
You'd have to have another player stand next to him with the other half of the name.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's long. They've actually got it here, but it's... Oh, and he's got senior on the end of it just to make it longer.
Oh, wow.
Coming up on Random Facts, we're going to talk about the Kleenex of trucks. And you'll understand what I mean when we get to that. The Uzi gun, submachine gun. The Lakota Indians. And sloths.
Sloths.
Yes, we'll discuss sloths.
Okay.
Coming up on Random Facts.
That should be very interesting. When
that should be a very, very death. Yes.
You know, lots of folks are going to be heading to the lake. The lake has been a busy place even since the lockdown started back in March. People have been wanting to get out into the fresh air, enjoy the vitamin D of the sun. And if you stop by Adams Motorsports today, keeping in mind that we're towards the end of the month now, Terry Adams, our buddy, the much beloved and glorious Prime Minister of Playtime, could have you on a Kawasaki jet ski in the water this weekend, just in time for the fun. The jet skis last until supplies run out. They cannot reorder. Each year's allotment at Adams Motorsports is determined by the number purchased the previous year. And when they're gone, they're gone. And the last week of the month is the best time to make deals with Terry and all the manufacturers, Kawasaki, Suzuki, the folks that make the Kymco scooter, all the fabulous Polaris products that they make here in Alabama, in Huntsville. All have credit standards that are bought down, meaning just decent credit will get you the lowest available rate. And it's in the single digits, depending on what product you buy. So have some fun this summer. And it's something that you can use for years to come because they service everything they sell at Adams Motorsports. In fact, their service department is one of the highest rated, in, not just here or in Alabama, in the country. They do it right at Adams Motorsports, 528 Northeastern Boulevard, the bypass at Ackle. Get your credit app started. Browse the inventory at adamsmotorsports.com. 725.
Good morning, Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic got a couple of problems to tell you about. First of all, we have a tree down across Woodley Road. This is going to be out past Virginia Loop if you're traveling out on Woodley Road at Macedonia Drive. Now, if you're coming into Montgomery and you're out past Macedonia, you cannot come across. The tree has all lanes blocked. Going to be a little bit before they get that out of the way, so keep that in mind. We've also got a new accident. East South Boulevard at Southwood Drive. That's going to be about a block east of Norman Bridge Road. Please use caution there. We have emergency vehicles on the scene. It's a minor crash. They should have it out of the way fairly quickly. All around the city, we've got a little light congestion now at some of the major intersections, I-65 and 85. No problems there. Looking good through downtown Montgomery. Keep it here. We will keep you updated. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter has low mileage vehicles, trucks, vans, SUVs, cars, all at tremendous savings. Get the deal that best works for you at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Expect increased traffic this holiday weekend and understand it may take you longer to reach your destination. It's more important to arrive safely than to arrive on time. The Vance Law Firm wants you to stay safe.
confidence, peace of mind, a way forward. During tough times, these are the things we all want. And with the personalized help of a Trustmark relationship manager, it's something we can find together. That's why Trustmark is standing by business owners. No matter what challenges you may be facing, we are here with a suite of financial services to help you find a path forward. Learn more at trustmark.com/business.
Hello, Central Alabama. The uncertainty and chaos brought about by this coronavirus is a first for me and probably for you too. This is Al Crosby of Crosby Electric, and I want to share with you a resource that might really help bring you and your family comfort during these challenging times. BibleGateway.com is a free resource that I use all the time, and it is easy and free. Just three easy steps will have you reading God's incredible promises for you. Number one, go to BibleGateway.com. Number two, choose your favorite version of the Bible. I usually choose the NIV. Number three, type in a word like peace or joy or love and hit enter. Then you can enjoy reading about what God says about your chosen word. Now, none of us fully understand all the verses in the Bible, but I promise you that God's word provides more peace and joy and comfort in times of trouble than any other resource. So, click away and be safe.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15 SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 9224.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's Friday. Oh, yes, once again, it is a Friday. 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 You've worked hard all week, and now it's Friday. The weekend. Here comes the weekend. Friday is here.
And now, Jay Scott hits a homer.
Don't!
Every time he does, random
facts.
That's a good, yeah, that was very good. I enjoyed that very much.
Redemption?
You didn't fall from grace. Okay. What are you talking about?
Well, Rich was yelling at me.
So. No.
God, what's going on in this place today, you know?
When did you become such a drama queen?
Well, it's a gift.
It started very young for you. So I want to tell you about the Kleenex of trucks. The company that developed the first all-wheel drive vehicles was a company by the name of Four Wheel Drive. And after their invention, the company's name, Four Wheel Drive, became synonymous with all-wheel drive vehicles from any manufacturer. That's how they became the Kleenex of trucks.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah. Because basically, it's like, what, Velcro? That's a company name?
I would imagine then that company probably is getting a royalty.
I don't think some of them do, honestly. I think it's something that you don't get anything off of it, even if somebody uses it, because... Now, if they use it in their marketing, obviously that's a thing. But if it's just the lexicon of people speaking, it doesn't really help them too much. It's like, I'm going to get a Coke.
Right.
Here's a Pepsi. Thanks. But you know, it works the same. Whatever.
Kleenex is a perfect example.
Kleenex, yeah. Velcro, mm-hmm. Band-Aid.
Right. I'm stuck on Band-Aid. You know why?
Band-Aid stuck on you?
That's right.
Yeah. Did you know? The Uzi submachine gun is named after the inventor, a guy by the name of Uzail Gall. Gall designed the weapon in 1948 and in 1951 is officially adopted by the Israel Defense Forces. Gall did not want the weapon to be named after him, but his request was ignored. Uzi Gall. Did you know there was a Lakota Indian known as Curly?
No, why didn't I know that was coming up?
Oh, I'm sorry. Uh-huh. Boy, you reacted real fast. A Lakota Indian known as Curly had a vision that he would be protected in battle. When he was subsequently wounded, he realized that his vision had not shown scalping, and so he never scalped again. He went on to gain the name of Crazy Horse and helped defeat Custer at Little Bighorn.
Yeah. And they're still working on, I don't know where that is, but it just...
It's in the Black Hills. It's just, not too far from... it's not too far from Mount Rushmore.
Right. And it won't be done for maybe 100 years.
It'll be out of our lifetime before it's ever finished.
Generations.
And it'll be massive when it is complete.
Yep.
And finally...
Yes?
Let's talk about sloths.
Sloths. What about sloths?
So, a sloth's claw works the opposite way that a human hand does. In other words, when we're relaxed, I mean, we have to put in the effort to make a grip, you know, to hold on to something. We have to exert force to do that. Mm-hmm. It's different from them. Their natural state of their claw is in a gripped state. Mm-hmm. It is always clutching. And it takes effort for them to release.
Oh, just the opposite.
Yeah, the default position is a tight, strong grip, and they have to really exert force in order to open them up. And that's why sloths... God, I hate that name. That's why they don't fall out of trees when they're asleep.
I think on my Facebook page, I got a picture, one of my pictures.
Remember the National Weather Service sloth warning back when there was the cold came...
Is that a sloth?
No.
I was going to say.
But it sure looks a lot like one.
I was going to say, has she ever, I'm sure she has.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, it's one of our favorites.
Yeah.
Zoo. I mean, there may be one in there. Those are on the front page, and nobody wants to hear me surfing through thousands of Facebook pictures.
Those are your random facts. Thank you so much for coming to my TED Talk.
We got some good possibilities here.
Well, they're going to caucus on a $10 food outlet pop quiz question. Baumhauer's has reopened. It was so good to go back inside. And how sad that a place you've opened the door to hundreds of times, really. It felt a little strange, but it was good to be back in. Our Wednesday night roundtable gatherings have resumed. And Baumhauer's has really built up a strong reputation now for those who want to pick up. You can still drive up to the front. On the right side, as you're facing Baumhauer's, on the right side, there's a tent there. So if you're picking up, you could just go there, and they'll run back, grab your food, and you're on your way. And Bob is a button-down detail guy. So when you go to the website, you want to pick up your order at 6, it'll be ready at 6. And with everything that you know, don't be afraid to ask for certain sauces and so forth. They'll have it all packed up and ready to go for you. The entire menu, by the way, is now available online since the restaurant is reopened. Don't forget, if you want to order fresh seafood, do it by 5 o'clock today. Go to the Victory Grocery option at Baumhauer's.com and pick out what you want. It is the best seafood on the planet. The prices are extraordinarily reasonable, better than grocery store, and it's all Bon Secours, so it's top-notch, much of it from Bayou La Batre. So, Baumhauer's.com. To order and reopen for lunch at 11, and all the old specials are back. We'll run those down for you a little bit later, probably this afternoon, because Bob's supposed to call into happy hour today, and we'll talk to him then. At 7:35, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it is time for the aforementioned Bob quiz question with Quizmaster Jay.
Earlier in Random Facts, we talked about the most expensive domain name ever sold. What was the name of that domain?
272-9228 is the number to call. 272-9228.
Kleenex.com, right?
First person with the correct answer wins $10 of free shopping at the food outlet.
Good morning.
morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, we have an accident on the East South Boulevard. This is going to be one block east of Norman Bridge Road. Watch out for emergency vehicles. Minor in nature. It's going to take them just a minute to get it out of the way, but use caution there. Also, Woodley Road at Macedonia Drive. We have a tree down across all lanes of Woodley Road. It is blocked. Can't get into the city, can't get out. This intersection is going to be out past Virginia Loop. So if you're coming off the boulevard down to Virginia Loop, you can get that far, but a little further than that, no travel. Give them a few minutes to get that tree out of the way. Around the city, light to moderate traffic, no other issues. I-65 and 85 looking good at this time. We'll keep you updated. During these times of social distancing, the Vance Law Firm can handle your case by phone or through the vancelawfirm.com. Call 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Expect increased traffic this holiday weekend and understand it may take you longer to reach your destination. It's more important to arrive safely than to arrive on time. The Vance Law Firm wants you to stay safe.
All right, we take them in sequence at 7:37. So, Todd, you get first crack at this conundrum.
Business.com.
Business.com that is it. Right. You remember how much money they spent on that domain name?
Was it $100 million?
Is it $345?
$345 million.
$345 million. All right, but you won. Good deal.
Thank you. Hang on. You got $10 of free shopping at Food Outlet. Let's say hello to our other callers like RL. Good morning.
Hey.
I lost, but I just want to wish y'all a good day.
Well, nice.
You want to follow up?
If you were listening, do you remember what the Kleenex of trucks? What's the name of that company that is called?
Four-wheel drive.
That's exactly right. Four-wheel drive.
Winning.
Yep.
Well, not really, but...
You're in the grand prize drawing.
Thanks so much. Yeah, that'll take place later this morning. Here's a buddy, Craw Dad.
Hi.
Dadgummit, I missed out, but you know what? That's okay. I feel fine this morning. I've had my apple juice.
Good.
I've had my Mrs. Freshly Danish. Good. I'm good to go. Good.
Hey, I think I added you as a friend on Facebook yesterday.
Yes, you did.
Good.
Yes, you did.
I'm glad.
And I did find the Mrs. Freshly store. If anybody's interested in shopping, the Flowers Bakery store, it's over on Dickinson, right across from Alabama Power. When you go in there, you will probably be the only one wearing anything over your face. It's a very tight-packed little place. But if you like Mrs. Freshly's, that's where you go to get the Mrs. Freshly's breakfast treats like the Danishes, which are very, very good.
I haven't seen them lately.
Try that one. The Danish is real good.
I will try it on your recommendation, sir.
And get with me when you want to talk about that LP tank.
You know what he's doing? You should know this about Crawdad. He is donating a full tank of propane so I can keep cooking you guys good breakfast.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't that nice, Greg? I mean, lots of bosses. I've never had a boss that was nice to cook breakfast for us.
I love doing it for my buddies.
I donated
y'all have a good morning.
I donated chicken tenders this week.
You did. And by the way, his chicken tenders are set for the next 3 weeks.
Oh.
They got his name on the bag and the week that they're to be used.
Good deal.
So there's 10 done. Tendon.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
During the evening hours, some of you had some really nice heavy downpours. The airport did really well. 1.18 inches of rain. We just heard from a location just north of the airport that had 1.75 inches over there in East Montgomery. I had about half an inch in my rain gauge. But it's one of those feast or famine situations that goes on every summertime. Some neighborhoods get no rain at all, not one drop. And then the neighborhood next to you could get an inch. That's the way that works. Today, we'll
will be a hotter day with a high temperature around 90. We're starting off cloudy this morning, and I think there'll be more clouds than sun today, but enough to get us to 90. A little bit more humid, too, with scattered pop-up storms here and there. Tonight's low 69. Tomorrow, high in the low 90s. Sunday's high in the low to mid-90s. A little more humidity, near 90 at least on Monday, Memorial Day, with random pop-up showers and storms around each day, and not much change on Tuesday and Wednesday. Beach forecast for the beaches from Gulf Shores to Panama City, high in the low to mid-80s. Rain chances running 20 to 30% each afternoon, which is pretty par for the course. I mean, that's just normal. And then about a little bit better chance on Monday. Water temperature now cool at 76. Right now, south wind 7 miles per hour. A little 700-foot overcast. It's 72 degrees here at 742.
This just in, Mayor Reed will be solving the puzzle on Wheel of Fortune tonight. Really, you know, is Rachel Maddow, is Juan Williams, is CNN going to put extra beds, if they're in fact actually needed, at the hospital? Call the president and quit promoting yourself. Do your job. How about that for an idea today? Okay, really, everybody is sending in this stuff, and it's starting to get under my skin a little bit.
Yep.
Food outlet, I'll tell you what. Why not make this the weekend, especially if you're going to do some grilling? Check out the meat prices at Food Outlet compared to what you're going to be paying at the bigger chain stores. It's a real eye-opening experience without clipping a coupon or even a special. In the meat department alone, I always use the bacon that I cook for the guys. It's Wright's bacon. It comes in a one-pound package, big, thick bacon with a resealable pack. And it was $7.29 last Saturday. I checked at another store a couple of days later because I needed to pick up something, just one thing, and I ran in. And it was $11.99.
Yeah.
You're going to find this to be true throughout the store. The best bread, another example, that artisan but that Sara Lee makes, comes white or wheat. And it's $2.22 a loaf at Food Outlet. It was $3.29 at the same store that had the $11.99 bacon. I'm telling you, except for a buy one, get one free here and there, you're paying retail there. Try Food Outlet, especially with meat prices being a little high for the time being. You can save some real money without making no more of an effort than to just try them. Serving Millbrook from Highway 14 on Main Street in the preferred community west of 31. And I will be there Sunday morning at 7:30 on Coliseum Boulevard next to Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Please tell Danny Patterson and his team. You heard about him here. Animal Stories next.
For Alabama News Network, I'm Jalea Brooks. The Alabama Department of Public Health is reporting at least 529 deaths related to coronavirus. 13,000 people have tested positive for the virus across the state, and more than 1,500 people have been hospitalized due to COVID-19 since March 13th. New amended health orders will allow more Alabama businesses to reopen over the Memorial Day weekend. Governor Kay Ivey made the announcement Thursday despite growing COVID-19 case numbers. Entertainment venues like theaters, casinos, bowling alleys, and arcades can now reopen. Youth sports practices can resume, and daycares and summer camps can open. Montgomery County Probate Judge J.C. Love is requesting nearly $87,000 more to make voting in the upcoming primary runoff safer for voters and election workers amid coronavirus concerns. And those are some of the top stories this morning. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Jalea Brooks.
This Memorial Day weekend,
the national moment of remembrance.
Americans honor those who have given their lives in service to our nation.
It's a memorial.
Serving in our military is one of the greatest sacrifices that our citizens can make.
It's Memorial Day.
And we seek their lasting memorial in a safer and more hopeful world.
Land of the free because of the brave.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with the Real Estate Minute. Although we've all had to weather the pandemic storm of closed businesses and stay-at-home orders, houses are being sold at a surprisingly rapid rate here in our area. Our first quarter sales locally and statewide set new records again. According to Alabama Center for Real Estate, the statewide demand is up 7% for homes, and sales are up by record numbers. Just this week, we had multiple offers on our listing in Millbrook. It sold in days, not weeks or months. And as we have done since 2004, we have shot videos of homes for those who can't be present to see them. I sent videos to several of my out-of-state customers who need to move to our area but can't travel to see the homes in person. For more details of selling or buying a home, call the Goodson Group at 551-0225. That's 551-0225. Or email me, bogoodson@charter.net.
Hi, Sue. Haven't seen you in a while.
Hey, Roz. It has been a few weeks, but you look a little upset.
I am. Remember the days when your doctor wrote you a prescription and you took it anywhere you wanted to get it filled?
Yes. I feel like my freedom to choose is slowly being taken away from me by insurance companies and these pharmacy benefit managers, whatever they are.
My understanding is that those pharmacy benefit managers are middlemen making billions of dollars by telling us what medicine to take, how to take it, and where to get it.
Really? What's next?
Mail order pharmacy. How personal is that?
I want to be able to look at my pharmacist in the eye and ask questions about my prescriptions, not dial some 800 number and then be put on hold, waiting to talk to someone I don't even know. This is my health we are talking about here.
Don't let those insurance companies controlled by the pharmacy benefit managers tell you where to get your prescriptions filled. Visit us at Adams Drugs and let us continue to provide you the kind of health care you deserve. Adams Drugs, providing quality personal prescription service for over 58 years.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Margaret's Exquisite Jewelry is there to help our community as always has. We're going to continue to do our battery placements at no charge through the end of May. Come visit us as our showroom is now open. All our gifting is available. Our repair shops are wide open. Appraisals are wide open. Buy, sell, and trade is wide open. Anything you can imagine, we can make it at Margaret's because we make it, we really make it. Come visit us. Let the girls help you. Let them gift wrap it. Any ideas you want, we're open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday on Vaughan Road. Thank you.
This is Ryan Turner with Infusion Wellness Center. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for about 3 years now, and it's a great way to get your name out there and reach the people your business needs to grow and succeed. Highly recommended.
Millennials, Gen X, Baby Boomers, Gen Z, no matter what you call your customers, over 90% of them listen to radio every week. Reach them where they are. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
So are you the type of guy that wants to look put together but doesn't want to spend hours shopping? I hear you. This is why there's Stitch Fix, your personal styling service that delivers hand-picked clothes right to you. Stitch Fix is simple and convenient. Sign up in just a few minutes. Try new styles in the comfort of your own home, and there's no subscription required ever. So, isn't it time to refresh your look? Get started today at StitchFix.com. Stitch Fix, personal styling for everybody.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Simba. Chase. That's the sound that it's time for. Animal stories. True tales, pun intended, from the wild kingdom. Wolfman, take us to the vocal.
Very nice.
Nah, I was about to beat off.
Oh, well, you know. Good one.
Huh? I didn't say anything. We have some audio again. It's not quite as adorable as the forlorn donkey yesterday. But
Oh, my God. That was this heart-wrenching.
It was. I played it again in the afternoon yesterday. Made everybody cry. This is a woman who's getting mixed signals from her dog who can't decide if she does or doesn't want to eat some chili and lime tortilla chips.
You do want it? You do want a nice, hot chili lime tortilla? You do? Okay. It's yours. You can have it. You did it! You did it! Good job!
Good boy. Moving right along, a quick reminder of our story last hour. A Texas meteorologist showed radar footage of a large swarm of bats being dispersed by gusts from a thunderstorm from the frío. Who knows what frío means in Spanish? Hace muy frío.
Cold? No? Frío? No?
Let's give our guest a chance. Mike Murphy from the Biscuits.
What's Creo mean?
Cold.
Very
what
good.
What is cold?
Yeah, what is cold?
What is? I say it is very cold outside. I say
moon. Creo. Yeah.
Creo.
I said it before he did.
You're a weather guy.
Moving right along at 7:51.
We'd be at...
You know who Toucan Sam is, right?
I'm sorry, say again?
Toucan Sam. The
Fruit Loops bird. Oh, yeah.
He's not a real bird, but we're desperate for content for animal stories today. Kellogg's has totally changed his appearance.
Oh, really?
And the public is not happy. This is the new Coke of cereals. The once blue-feathered bird with an orange, red, pink, and black striped beak is now bright neon colors.
No.
And has an appearance that leans more towards a simple cartoon rather than a more realistic version of the toucan. People on Instagram, I don't know, my TikTok account was loaded with people upset about this. Those are your animal stories. Let's enjoy safely, Big Mac.
Hit you off of TikTok.
Yeah, it gets depressing. Good for the last tusk. It is 7:53. Lewis Lawn is open at, well, they open at 7 o'clock every morning, so they're open right now, and they've got a lot going on. If you've got enough grass where you think a rider mower, maybe you just, you know, you mow the lawn, and at the end of it, you're like, why not look into a rider mower? Now, they've got a deal. I don't know how long this is going to be available, but they have a brand new rider lawn mower at Lewis for $12.59. That is an incredible price. Now, if you need a big zero turn from Echo or Exmark or Toro, of course they carry those. They even carry tractor mowers now that they've doubled their showroom space. But, oh, and one other option you now have. For those who struggle with pull cords to start equipment, there's a product line called E-Go, and these are battery-charged edgers, trimmers, and mowers, both push and self-propel, that are just the easiest things to operate you'll ever see. You just put it on the charging station when you're ready to use it. Even Chase recommends it. And just hit the start button, and you're ready to go. And they're strong, durable, and very, very lightweight. So you won't get carpal tunnel, at least not quite as quickly, because they're just great products. Jenny Lewis demonstrated those to me when they first came in, and I was really impressed. Everything you purchase at Lewis Lawn comes with a warranty, and Lewis Lawn is the place that will repair or fix or tune whatever it is you need done. And that includes if you have, for example, a chainsaw that hasn't worked, or somebody gifted you something that doesn't work, call them at 244-9191 and ask. More than likely, they can bring it back to life. That's what they do at Lewis Lawn, 1135 Northeastern Bypass. Chad Sasser, TJ, and Haley will take great care of you, as will their service department at Lewis Lawn, as David joins us.
Good morning, all.
Hey.
A little-known fact. You know that Adam Vinatieri, the kicker for the Baltimore Colts, is a direct descendant of George Armstrong Custer.
Is that right?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Interesting.
So I was watching a show a couple of weeks ago and found that out. Which was interesting.
Yeah.
So just wanted to share that.
I'm always amazed that...
there was one guy that survived that.
Right, right. That we were talking about it the other day. I'm always amazed, and I always tell the story that on the day of that massacre, Major League Baseball, there was a... there was a no-hitter thrown that day, which you think of Cowboys and Indians, but Major League Baseball was going strong. It was in St. Louis.
What was it, 1876, Custer?
Yeah, it is right.
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
So there was a no-hitter thrown that day.
Baseball officially started in...
on Custer's last stand.
1869. And I'm sure our guest in the house, Mike Murphy, general manager of the Montgomery Biscuits, is really impressed with that, huh? Did we learn yet something today?
I'm learning right now. This is great.
We've got stuff to talk about at the top of the hour, but quickly, let me ask you one question. Is there going to be a major league season, and when are they going to finally get over themselves and get it started?
I'm very hopeful that there will be a season in some sense, and I have no clue when they're going to get over themselves and get started.
It's just insane to me that it's Memorial Weekend, and we don't even know yet.
It's depressing to these two people right here.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It's, and of course we miss the Biscuits, because they got to get their act together before you guys. Is there any word on a minor league season?
No, right now it's very much dependent on whatever happens with that major league season. So,
on the timeline, remember we were counting down to the Biscuits home opener starting in December?
Yes, because as soon as one season ends, you're waiting for the next one.
Right, yeah.
And all that goes with it. We're going to take a quick break here. Fox News coming up, and then Mike's got some stuff going on at Riverwalk Stadium that we want to discuss, and some promotions. The Biscuits are carrying on in spite of the lack of a season. 7:56.
Good morning, Montgomery. Skywatch traffic, light to moderate traffic all over the city right now. We're looking pretty good, actually. We got a few little hot spots of congestion. Taylor Road from Atlanta Highway all the way past I-85 to Vaughan. A little busy on Norman Bridge Road inbound this morning, and a lot of inbound traffic on 331 and coming in off the Southwest Boulevard. Use caution wherever you are. Buckle up. Drive carefully. We will keep you updated. Get your new Toyota at Reinhart Toyota with no payments for 90 days with approved credit. Visit their showroom, shop online, or they will bring the vehicle to you. Reinhart Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Expect increased traffic this holiday weekend, and understand it may take you longer to reach your destination. It's more important to arrive safely than to arrive on time. The Vance Law Firm wants you to stay safe.
Revolutionary in his field, Dr. Bonatti created, perfected, and patented the Bonatti spine procedures. Using his genius, Bonatti invented the precise tools necessary to minimize surgery, scarring, anesthesia, and recovery. So successful are the Bonatti spine procedures, they consistently reflect 98.75% patient satisfaction. 60,000 procedures have been performed exclusively at our location. Nearly half our patients have suffered from failed back and neck surgeries at other facilities. Bonatti succeeds where others fail.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
1, 2, 3, 4. Well, she was just quarantined. She looked a little green. And as she read a book, mood showing through her hair. So she went.